It's the pink after Union Saint-Gilloise 2, Liverpool 1. My name is Neil Atkinson. I've got Josh Sexton. I've got Lauren Black. And I've got Andy Bell. And I can't believe after a week off, this is the game they brought me back for. They said, Atkinson, you need to get back for the Union SG. That's what we all need. We all need some Union SG in our lives. You need to come back and be part of the whole Union SG experience. Let me be clear, listeners. I've had a week off and you are not under any circumstances is getting a written review. They would have to put a gun to my head to make it happen, and even then I would say, can I not write about other things? I can't believe there'll be a tour midweek extra in the morning. Who knows what will go on? There will not be a five things, for we learned only two things from the game. First and foremost, Andy Bell is the greatest living Northern Irishman.
So pleased with that.
And secondly, that the whole enterprise from minute one just felt like something verging on a sham. I've not quite... The whole thing... I'll go to you first on it, Andy Bell. They've set the cameras up. We've got to clip something. I want to start with this.
You think
they make the pitch playable. I mean, minute one, you think there'd be a pitch that you could do something with. You know, the whole... Honestly, why on earth is the pitch cutting up like the last day of the Grand National Festival when it's been pouring down? The whole thing just became not quite comic, because there's lots of Liverpool players and Union Saint-Gilloise players trying their hearts out, obviously, because they all try because they're all footballers and they're all desperate to play and they all enjoy it far more than at times it feels like we ever do. But why on earth wasn't the pitch half decent?
That's not even their pitch. That's the best pitch in Belgium. They've moved the game
to best
that
pitch in Belgium. That cannot be. I will not have that is the best pitch in Belgium.
Might as well have played it in Flanders Fields, honestly. It was absolutely dreadful. I think I'm throwing Kelleher into the mix and saying I'm the greatest living Irishman, because they were both dreadful tonight, the Irish lads, weren't they?